بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، firstly with regard to the muzakara of the sunnahs of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is most important aspect of our life, that a person cannot be leading a proper life without following the example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent for us. So much so, Mawlana Ilyas Sahib rahmatullahi says, even if people don't bring iman and they want peace in their life and they want happiness, then if they follow sunnahs, they'll find it there. And if you got iman, then you'll really get peace. So it's extremely important that we make a check in our lives, that am I on the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? We're just taking it for granted. And this is not a good sign. And that is what our Dada Sheikh explained many years ago, that today we find the ship of the Ummah is sinking. There's a lot of storms in the ocean. We're all crying, what is happening to the Ummah? He says, just come back into the ship of the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then Allah Ta'ala will save you. So this is extremely important. We're busy discussing the Sunnah with regard to wuzu. And as Hazrat also explained it, and let's see how important is it. And this is actually what is the object of itikaf, that we get this connection with Allah. You get this connection with Allah Ta'ala, your whole life, now your 2 rakats will be far valuable than your 20 rakats. So Allah give us tawfiq. Last week we learned that make miswak and rub your, if you forgot your miswak, then rub your teeth with your finger. Don't just leave it out. And then you'll be conscious that I must not forget my miswak. And then gargle the mouth thrice. As Hazrat explains how we should gargle the mouth, make gharghara. But obviously, while you got roza, you don't make it so thoroughly, because it can break your roza. Similarly, the next sunnah, put water into the nostrils and clean the nostrils by blowing it thrice. Put water on the right hand and then put your left hand, the small finger and the thumb in your nose and then blow it out. And normally try and take it more in, but while you got roza, you don't pull the water in so much. As it is explained here, if one is not fasting, gargle and put water into the nostrils thoroughly. But if you're fasting, you should be a bit careful. And then wash each lump thrice, 3 times. And to do more than 3 also, that is called hulu, extravagance. That is wasted. So we shouldn't unnecessarily think, no, I want to wash better. No, 3 times is the sunnah, and sunnah is complete and perfect. So we shouldn't go beyond that. And then as Hazrat explained this also, make khilal of the beard. Person who's got a full length beard, and it covers, and it's 1/5 length also, it covers his whole face, then he should make khilal. And what is it? To take water in your right hand, to pass wet fingers through the beard. And how to do this? The sunnah method of making khilal of the beard is that after washing the face thrice, and even while you wash your face and you got a beard, then rub it here also. And then after you finish wash your face, take water in the palm, put it into the chin, throw it into the chin, and then rub your this side, that side, rub your this thing, and then pass your hands through and say, Ha kaza amarani rabbi. This is how Allah Ta'ala has commanded me. Allah give us tawfiq to bring alive the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every aspect of our life. Further, we were just learning briefly what are the ash'ar that we read when we're making zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this will enhance our concentration and make us realize the value of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next poem that we normally read while making zikr of La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Then, like previously, we asked to Allah, in both the worlds, I don't want anything. I just want you. Even in Jannah, that is, you'll accept all the ni'mats of Allah. But the real thing to go to Jannah is to meet Allah. So that is what we actually want. And so to build your connection here with Allah in this world, then you're looking eager to go to Jannah. And for the real thing, which is the greatest thing. Otherwise here we'll be making ibadat, you'll get sawab and enter Jannah inshallah. But the real essence of Jannah is the meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then While you're making your zikr of La ilaha illallah, somebody say, what this man is sitting in a masjid, what's he asking you? Just wa la ilaha illallah. So from your heart it comes out automatically. Koi mujhse pooche, main kya mangta hoon? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. Somebody has to ask me, what you asking? What you sitting constantly? La ilaha illallah. Somebody asked me, what am I asking? I'm asking for the greatest thing. I'm asking for my Allah who created me. I'm asking for Him Himself. That Allah, you made me, now become mine. Make me yours. Let me get connected to you, O Allah. And this is why Allah has brought us here. To learn how to get this connection with Allah. When you just get an iota of the marifat of Allah, the recognition of Allah Ta'ala, just a brief idea, then a person will want this. And you'll be begging Allah, I want only you. You become mine and make me yours. So this reality, and that is what a person, that is how you should be making zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we should go up the ladder as we care progress. Those things will come in our life. But the main thing is, keep that this thing where we have to reach. And that is the whole life effort. Then a person will realize, Islah is not just till I did my 40 days, or I came to Khanka many years. No, it's a lifelong effort. If we come with the right intention and make our, every time you make your zikr, then you realize, I didn't make zikr. Yesterday, I didn't make zikr. My zikr is still empty. So Allah give me, all of us, this reality. And further, what we are discussing in this period, very important is the anwarus salah. That is, all the great, great anwar Allah has given us in salah, which is that great gift that Allah Ta'ala has called Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam directly to Allah Ta'ala. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa amma ba'd. Faqad qala Allah Ta'ala fil Qur'an al-Majid wal Furqan al-Hamid. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. Sadaqallahu al-Aliyyul Azim. We discussed already the great importance of salah, and we have to keep on making ta'lim in our home. Read fazail amal regularly and read about the importance of namaz and the importance of salah with jamaat also. So when you read ta'lim, then the eagerness will come in of namaz. And then a person, when you realize this, now you'll know namaz is a great ni'mat of Allah. It's not just a penalty, or it's not just a duty now. I have to go for my namaz. No, it's a great, great ni'mat of Allah. And me, that is zarra be miqdar. Zarra means not even a speck. And such a speck that's got no worth, any value. And Allah made me the best of creation. And then to remain on that high level, and even to go higher and higher, where the malaika start envying you all the time, Allah gave me this very, very great gift. And just to understand how great it is, you think of the incident of Mi'raj. The actual purpose was that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wanted to give this great gift. Allah Ta'ala wanted to give this great gift to our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam directly, and show the Ummah how valuable is this. That it can never become a person with the slightest amount of understanding. It will never be that I can just go casually for namaz. He'll be eager now. I must be early in the masjid. And I must go with proper etiquettes, adab, etc. I'm going in the greatest court. I'm going in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then a person will be focused. He'll be attentive. And then now when you're coming into namaz, you have to know the etiquettes, adabs, all that we have discussed briefly. And there are many others, but we should understand that not we just walk in the masjid anyhow. While we're walking in, we're talking with our friends still, not even reading the du'as. That you have to enter the masjid, we don't know whether we entered with the right foot or the left foot, etc. And then others say, like you come now, you just came in the masjid, we don't know in whose court we came. The moment you came in the house of Allah, Allah's special attention is on you. Allah's attention is on us 24/7, all the time. But Allah's special focus is on you when you're coming for the special invitation, the special meeting with Allah Ta'ala. Now don't come in a masjid and stand like you Lexi Davis, one leg you bending also, like you leaning against your friend or something, or you're standing at the street corner or something. No, be conscious. And then how to have this concentration and devotion, and basically concentration and devotion is a very simple matter. It's not something that is difficult. Ad-deenu yusrun. Deen is very, very easy. And basically what is concentration and devotion, which we learn in the maktab days, which we learn when we were in primary madrasa, that what are those things that are faraz in namaz? What are those things that are wajib in namaz? What are those things that are sunnat in namaz? What are those things that are mustahab? To know that and then to consciously be doing that. And that is concentration in namaz. Is not like sometimes we hear the incident like how Hazrat Mawlana Madani Rahmatullah Ali was engrossed in his namaz. He didn't even hear the whistle of the conductor blowing that the train is moving. That is a different aspect that Allah gives to whomsoever He desires. And that's a special gift of Allah. But the actual thing is to be conscious I'm in namaz and what I'm doing. And doesn't mean you won't know if people are passing, you won't know that. That will be, but you won't be attention. You won't pay attention to all that. And basically, this is what concentration and devotion is all about. As we see, we came to the point where a great, great sheikh of his time, Hazrat Sayyid Mujaddid Al-Fisani Rahmatullahi, that is Mujaddid, the reviver of the second century, second 1,000 years. First 1,000 years gone, now in the second 1,000 years, and 450 is gone, 440 of that is gone already. So normally every period, in fact forget 1,000 years, every 100 years you see lot of customs that it comes into deen. And like that, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullahi was a mujaddid of the zamana that just passed, the recent zamana. All the customs that came into our deen, even in tasawuf, how he clarified and cleared all that. So Mujaddid al-Fisani, that the whole deen, he came as a reviver and to correct the deen. And so he himself writes to one of his special murids. And we see this. This is the system of Allah. To get connection with Allah Ta'ala, not just by reading this kitab, very good bayan, let me get the, you should get the kitab, listen to it. But the connection, as we will learn in front, without the one who will do your wiring, etc., you won't get connection. So thus he explains to his own murid, and it's from the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to get what is called kayfiyat ihsan, the presence of Allah all the time. Allah is like out of namaz, you conscious, Allah is with me. Then you won't speak lies, you won't do anything trivial, etc. And then in namaz, how much more will be concentrating. So what he wrote to his khas khalifa, his special khalifa, that what is this concentration? It's not something beyond any person. La yukallifullahu nafsan illa wus'aha. Allah didn't give us any command that we're not able to do that. So he writes in a letter that aur namaz mein huzur e qalb ka yahi matlab Hazrat Mujaddid Al-Fisani rahmatullah alayhi ne bhi bayan farmaya. Chunanche maktub banam Hazrat Mir Muhibbullah. That is, now he wrote this letter to his khalifa whose name was Mir Muhibbullah. Khalifa e khas, and this was his special khalifa. Hazrat Mujaddid Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, Baad Hamz wa Salah Tahdeer Farmate. And this is the etiquette to write a letter also, first the praises of Allah, and then durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then he said, Janna chahe, Khuda tumko seedha raasta dikhaye. Allahu Akbar. He says, you should know. And then what is called the Jumla-i Mu'tariza, just an in-between sentence that he made dua, Allah keep us on the straight path. Now imagine, special khalifa of a special sheikh, all the time this worry. And this is that worry and concern that has to come into our heart because of namaz, that I must be on the straight path. I must be ma'ana li wa sahabi, on the path of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, more we have to have this worry. Otherwise we see how people, good people can slip just by mixing with the wrong type of people. So then he says, Allah keep you on the straight path, ke namaz, and then Allah show us the straight path. Not what we think is the straight path. That in today's time, interfaith, now you have to accommodate everybody, and you have to accommodate and tolerate every religion, etc. That is not the straight path. So he says, ke namaz ka mukammal hona, aur uska kamal fakir ke nazdik, uske farayiz, wa wajibat, aur sunan, wa mustahabbat ka ada karna hai, jisko kutubi fiqah mein tafsir se bayan kar diya gaya. He says, according to this humble servant, great sheikh of the time, and this is what is this connection with Allah. The more you recognize Allah, the more you realize how useless I am. I'm absolutely worth nothing. So he says, according to this humble servant, that what is complete, perfect, to perfect your namaz is actually this, that faraiz, wajibat, or sunnat, or mustahabat ka ada karna. That fulfill what is faraz properly. Now how are you going to fulfill it if you don't know what is faraz? So fulfill, know what is faraz and then do it properly. And know what is wajib and then do it properly. Know what is sunnah and then do it properly. And know what is mustahabat and do it properly. And thus we learned in the kitabs of fiqh, which shows how important is the maktab. And the maktab, Allahu Akbar. People want to override the maktab and make an excuse that now the education in the maktab is not up to standard, Allahu Akbar. Whereas it has proven that maktab has shown that those people who attended maktab in the early days when our elderly ustaz who couldn't even speak properly English, but Urdu and Gujarati, from the noor of the heart, how they taught the children the simple, the Talimul Islam and the basic kitabs they taught. Till today, those children who went to maktab in that days, many years ago, they'll have respect for the ustaz. And then they'll know namaz is important. Even if I'm missing, but I know namaz is, and I can't just go to namaz like that. So that maktab is so important, but sadly, as we explained, if we don't have talim in our house, then all the talim of the opposite things will come. All shaitani talim will come. Importance of secular education. Importance of the school education. And then shaitan will put it in such a way, he won't tell you, no, don't go maktab. He'll say, no, join the two. And where that is where, unfortunately, this Islamic school system came in. And sadly, who he will use, he won't use ordinary people, he'll use learned people, ulama-i-kiram. That these are the people, they say it, then the awam, then the general public will accept. And then in such a way, he'll put it, that now you have to have secular education. And the ustaz that are teaching in madrasa, they are not well equipped to teach. They have to do a course on how to teach. Now you're encouraging the ustaz to go do a course in university also. Allahu Akbar. When one of our great elders, who was an expert in running the makatib in our country also, but when he completed his studies in Darul Deoband, and then he was a very top ustaz, they even wanted to keep him there to teach in Darul Deoband. Anyway, he came back to South Africa, he established the maktab system. Then when thought came in his mind one day, that I think I must do a course in the university also. Then the next night he saw Mawlana Madani Rahmatullah Ali in his dream. Hazrat Mawlana Madani Rahmatullah Ali told him that, Hazrat, you got a whole beautiful bucket of milk and you want to put one drop of urine in there. In other words, Allah gave you knowledge of deen and you want to adulterate it and put death. So when the moment we adulterated our deen and brought the schooling into the maktab, what has got left of the maktab? The maktab have become secondary. Now even how you sit in the school on table and chairs, and that's how you're sitting. Those days the student knew that this is my juzdan. My Quran Sharif is in there. My kitabs, holy through their heart. And when the maktab system was there, there was a dini environment. As this maktab system became washed out, and then Allahu Akbar, we blaming the maktab. The maktab was well established. And it was giving results. Even if a child failed, for example, in an imtihan, that is because maybe he couldn't understand, write the question properly. But in his amal, he knew how to read namaz. He knew how to perform. He couldn't maybe explain it properly in his, so it was never a failure. And then the example of that is, you want to, what is right, you want to patch that with what is wrong. The example, Hazrat gives a beautiful example, says a young couple, they just got married. And the husband, he went to town, he saw a nice trouser. And he bought, I love this trouser. So he bought two of the trousers. He said, I love this trouser. It's my favorite. He bought two of them. Young, the wife, then she was busy one day ironing that trouser of his. And she's still a young bride. So, still not the experience, she burned the trouser. And then she saw there's another trouser there. So she took the other trouser, cut that new trouser and patched this trouser. So now she was worried. The husband came home. Hey, she said, I made a big mistake today. What's wrong? She said, what's wrong? She said, Abi, this is what I did. I was ironing your clothes, the trouser of yours, what you like, and I burnt it. He said, no problem. I knew I liked this trouser. That's why I bought another one. I bought two. She said, yeah, I saw the other one and I cut that one to patch this one. So we cutting the madrasa to the school and then patching it. And we see the results. Allahu Akbar. What students are coming out from the Islamic schools? And it's just Islamic name. And now in Islamic schools, they're teaching the children about sports, etc. So anyway, this is what we learn in our basic fiqh kitab. All this, what is faraz, what is wajib, what is sunnat, what is mustahab. And he says that, yeah, we learnt it. In char umur ke alawa aur koi amar aisa nahi jisko namaz ki takmeel mein koi dakhal hai. He says besides these four things, that is the basic thing what is to complete your namaz. That is what is the completion of namaz, to know these things. And then one is not just to know it, to be attentive as he will explain in front. So this is the basic thing. We don't know, we come to the kanka, we don't, and that is why he explained in front, that why he is stressing this point. Many people just come khanka now making zikr, but you still don't know what is faraz of wuzu, what is faraz of ghusl. So your ghusl wuzu is not made. How are you going to perform namaz, etc.? So to know, and that shows we have to make ta'lim all the time. And have this, read our basis ever in our homes, with our wives and children, etc. So he says, according to me, besides this, namaz ki takmeel, that is for your completion of namaz. And this is tasawuf. It must be according to sharia. Shariat is above tariqat. In other words, a person can't become Sufi and he doesn't know the commands of Allah. Your najat and your salvation in akhirat, in the qabr, is dependent on how much you knew the laws of Allah and how much you practiced on the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is important. In char umur ke alawa aur koi amar aisa nahi jisko namaz ki takmeel mein koi dakhal hai. So there is nothing besides these four things that actually will make your namaz complete. خشوع انہی چاروں امور میں مندرج اور خضوع انہی امور سے وابستہ ہے. He says this concentration and devotion, what you're looking for, it's around these four things. That to know what is faraz, and you're conscious, I'm doing a faraz now. And so that is what is concentration and devotion. And when you know I'm coming to the masjid, I'm standing in front of Allah, now you stand with humility, with humbleness, and you got that fear in your heart. So it's all based on these four things, to know these things. But remember how these things you might be knowing in the kitab. Like we see, even ulama, we know that all these farais, wajibat, etc. We know it well, we can write imtihan and get 100%. But we see when we come in namaz, we are still unmindful. Why? He says, la salata, aage chalke likhte hai. Further he writes to his khalifa, la salata illa bihudur il qalb. That namaz, huzur e qalb se murad, is mazkura char gana mein huzur e qalb hai. Yani dil ki tawajjuh aur khiyal ke saath namaz ke tamam farayiz wa wajibat, sunan wa mustahabbat ka ada karna, taake koi kotahi in umur mein waqi na hone paaye. Uske alawa aur koi huzur e qalb faqir ki samajh mein nahi aata. So Hazrat Mujaddid al-Fisani mentions here that remember, to know these four things is one thing, but for your heart to be attentive, to know that what I'm doing now is faraz. Like when you're saying of the first Allahu Akbar, to love the hands you must know it's sunnah. But to say Allahu Akbar, which is called takbir-e-tahreema, when you're conscious I'm saying Allahu Akbar, now you'll say it properly. And this is the start of my namaz, which is faraz. Many of us don't know to say it is faraz. We don't move our lips, we don't move our tongue, we don't even hear ourselves. So to say this, so Jesus Hazrat is saying that if you don't, your heart is not present, and you know all these masalas, what is faraz, what is wajib, what is sunnat, what is mustahab, but your heart is not present, then that is also not the namaz. So this constant to know these four things which you learn in your maktab and then revise it all the time, and then the presence of the heart must be there. Then he says, if this two is combined, then according to me, this is the completion of salah. So salah is not a difficult thing, but because we didn't do our training all our whole life, and we just took it for granted. Namaz, I just walk into the masjid and I just start Allahu Akbar, but I'm not even conscious. Somebody asks you, may takbir-e-tahreema. We still don't know what takbir-e-tahreema. What you asking, what is takbir-e-tahreema? So all these simple things we see. And even if you know what takbir-e-tahreema, if your heart wasn't present, you just came rushing in. Even you came from your class, sabak, you rushed into the namaz. You don't even know whether you said takbir-e-tahreema. But when your heart is present and you conscious, now I'm in the court of Allah, now see. So namaz ka unhi umur ka kamal, unhi umur ka kamal. کما حق و ادائیگی ہے کہ یہی نماز ہے. ٹو فلفل آل دیز تھنگز ڈگری آف پرفیکشن اینڈ پرفیکشن وی وونٹ گیٹ ہول لائف بٹ وی ہیو ٹو بی آل دا ٹائم ٹرائنگ. آئی مسٹ کریکٹ مائی فرائض, آئی مسٹ کریکٹ مائی واجبات, مائی سنت, مائی مستحب. And then see, every time you correct it, you'll see your namaz will improve, your enjoyment of life will improve. Jo log uske alawa kisi aur cheez, mahwiyat wagaira se namaz ka kamal chahte hain, wo kamal e namaz ko ghair namaz se talash karte hain. You see, those people that hear, like how sahaba were engrossed, how some of our ulama were engrossed in namaz, they didn't even know what's happening. People who's looking for concentration and devotion and think perfection in namaz is death. He says you're looking for something out of namaz. That is not what Allah Ta'ala wants. That is, Allah gives a certain gift to some certain people. That is, so the actual concentration and devotion and perfection of namaz is to know these important aspects, faraz, wajib, sunnat, mustahab, and then concentrate. Your heart must be present that this is what I'm doing. That is now your namaz is becoming perfect. And if you don't know these things, or you know these things and your mind is not attentive, then you won't be perfecting your namaz. And then he explained, now to get the attention of your mind and your heart towards this, that is now you have to do a special course in that. Magar in maskura umur ka dil ki tawajjuh aur khiyal, and that is, many times we're looking for something where it doesn't align. Like we say, with the Muslim school, you say, no, we want Muslim ummah will progress. But Muslim ummah retrogressed. They went way backwards in life. Where are we going? Our children have misunderstood the object of life. So like that, a person, he had his gold coin, only the treasure, and now he slept by his friend's house, old man, and they are a shanty, no lights, nothing, and he takes it with him wherever he goes. I got this one gold coin. He slept there at night, and it must have slipped out of his pocket while sleeping. Immediately he got up, where's my gold coin? And he saw it's missing. Now he tried to feel on the bed, he couldn't find it. Then he was worried, parishan. He's going outside, you see, oh, there's a big street light opposite the road. He's going there and he's looking. His friend woke up, he says, where's my friend? So he went to look, he saw he's there outside. He came, help him, what you, your gold coin? So he's looking for it also. And normally it happens, where you lost it? He says, when I was sleeping in your room, I must have fell out there, I think. So he say, why are you looking here? He say, there's no light in your room. Here there's light. And that is how Shaitan, زُيِّنَ لَهُمْ سُوْ عَمَالِينَ فَرَعَوْ حَسَنًا. Shaitan beautifies the evil actions for us. Where there's the brightest light in the world today, there's the biggest zulumat. All the filthy places you see lights there. You come sometimes, Fajr time, the masjid is dumb, but the most noor is in the masjid. So we shouldn't be looking for, where we looking for a peace of mind, where we looking for progress in life. Allah bi zikrillah tatma'innul qulub. It lies here that when you get connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So magar un maskura umur ka dil ki tawajjuh aur khiyal ke saath ada ho jana, khafil kalb ke saath aur kalb bhi khushu ke bagair mumkin nahi. Allah Akbar. He says it's not possible that you want to fulfill what is faraz, what is wajib, what is sunnat, what is mustahab. You say, I know it now, you learned it, you can even rattle it off. But it will not be possible if your heart is unmindful. Your heart is unmindful, so how are you going to fulfill it? You came in the masjid, you know what is faraz, all that, but your mind is still somewhere else. Your mind is, you just finished your match, or your mind is, you have to go do banking, or you have to do shopping. So when your mind is unattentive and your heart is not conscious, you don't have that presence of heart, I'm going in the court of Allah. And you go in front of, even you come to your shaykh's majlis over and over, but see how you got that natural awe that I mustn't make a mistake here, I must have mustered properly, etc. When we know the value of these majalis, then in the court of Allah, till he says, so you don't, until you don't have this presence of my of heart, that is the sphere of Allah in your heart, and fear in the love of Allah, then it's impossible that your namaz can be perfected. You can know all that very well. It's not to know, it's to be in your, it must be present in your mind. And that is from the time we have, before we enter the masjid, we must be conscious, where am I going? What I am going to do now? Or kalbi khushu, kalb ke zikr ke mutasir hoye bagair, mumkin nahi. And he says, for this heart to have this humility and this humbleness and this consciousness is not, it's not the heart to be present. It's not possible without the heart to be affected. That means your heart must first become soft. It must first become conscious of who is my creator, who is my sustainer. And that is why importance of the scores of marifat of Allah, of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, and that you can't also do it on your own. You can read all the kitabs on marifat, all the kitabs on zikr, it won't come on its own. It has to come under the guidance of a shaykh who's got the nur of Allah Ta'ala. كُنْتَ تَذِّمَ الْكِتَابُ وَالْإِمَانُ وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا نَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ نَشَاءُ. Allah told Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also, before we revealed Qur'an al-Kareem, you didn't know what was Qur'an al-Kareem. وَلَا الْإِمَانُ, you didn't know what was that real iman. And iman is not, iman جاننے کا نام نہیں, iman ماننے کا نام ہے. It's not to know iman. I can give a big bayan on iman. But iman is to accept. And that is why Hazrat explained, we hear Allah Akbar. Did I even think in my heart, Allah, Tera, Tu sabse bara hai, Tera hukam sabse bara hai. And to let it be in our heart. So that is, Hazrat says, it can never get, you can't get this without the heart becoming affected. And, jaisa ke piche bhi bayan kiya gaya, as he explained before also in the introduction, before we read this lesson also, that you have to do a course on the heart getting softened, the heart getting affected, so that you can be conscious what I am doing now. Now forget being conscious in namaz, your whole life you'll be conscious what I am doing. And you'll be conscious, like our Hazrat explained, that when you do this course, and the more you get engrossed in learning about Allah Rabbul Izzat, and then you learn how to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then only you'll get the love of Allah. And when some people, Hazrat says, they see other people making zikr, they get allergy. That what, you're just going for zikr, you don't have alami fikr. If you don't have zikr in your heart, that is a sign that you don't have the love of Allah. The love of Allah, the more you make zikr, and that will bring effect in every aspect of your life. Even you can be doing all the work of deen, and you can be, our Dada Shaykh says clearly, la warida liman la wirdala. If you don't make your own zikr, what you going to distribute? You're just going out for gush, even if you come in the khanka, but we're not making an effort to make our zikr, etc. properly, then you won't. And when you make this effort, then Hazrat explained, you will understand, even when you come out of the toilet, what is the wisdom that you say, Ghufranak. Ghufranak is in Arabic, like if somebody caught you red-handed, what you did? You say, oh, make me maaf. In other words, there where Allah commanded, don't make my zikr. And it's because it's a place where there's dirt, etc. And as Hazrat explained yesterday also, that where there's bad stench, etc., and you're passing by there, and you are making zikr, stop at this time. Have respect for the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Allah's greatness come, muhabbat khud sikate adabi muhabbat. When this love of Allah, it will teach you automatically what is the respects of love. Where can I take my beloved's name? Where can't I? So in the toilet, you couldn't take Allah's name, but you say, Allah, forgive me. I'm supposed to be in your remembrance, but I couldn't be in your remembrance. And on the other hand, we that are unmindful in the toilet. And today, what? We in toilet you went to, you didn't go and do anything wrong. But today, what's happening in the toilet? People are busy with their cell phones. And like Hazrat Mazhar Sahib down the Rakatum explained so beautifully, inside the other countries, they call the toilet the restroom. So you think you must go for a rest there. And then he says in Urdu, it's called Baitul Khala. And then he says that you think it's Baitul Khala. It's your auntie's house. So now you're going to have a nice rest in the toilet. So that is not to go in there to fulfill your need. And you couldn't make Allah zikr. Now if you didn't do the score and your heart, now you'll be sitting in the toilet and you don't realize, I'm wasting my time, I'm unmindful, etc. And so the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extreme. If a person is not worried of making the zikr of Allah ta'ala, is not worried of getting his heart connected to Allah, then he's got a terrible spiritual disease. Today we are too worried of our physical diseases. You just go for one checkup and doctor says, see, like your blood pressure doesn't seem right. Now go for that test. You're going for all the tests. But the real diseases of the heart, if you don't cure it here, you'll have to go to the qabr with it. And then it's problem. Then you'll have to go via Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala save us. So to realize how important this is. So Hazrat explained that it's not possible. If the heart is not affected and you're so involved in dunya and your heart is not attentive, then how are you going to know that I'm doing what is faraz I'm doing? You'll even forget, did I do my faraz or not? Did I do my wajib or not? Allahu Akbar. And if you don't know, your namaz will not be made, it will be broken. Forget, sometimes you'd start, you didn't even know whether you read Surah Fatiha or not. And it's wajib. And if you didn't read it, you didn't make sajda sahwa. And if you don't know how to do that, how are you going to do that? And if you know how to do that, but your heart is not attentive, you didn't even realize I must out my Surah Fatiha. And now you didn't even make Surah sajda sahwa. So your namaz is not made. So whole life like that will be passing in our life. And that's why we see we don't have comfort in our life. We're not ease. We are all the time uneasy. And all the time looking for more in where we're not supposed to be getting more. That is dunya. So Hazrat says that, بغیر دل کے متاثر ہوئے بغیر ممکن نہیں جیسے کہ پیچھے بھی بیان کیا گیا اس طرح نماز پڑھنے میں پوری کامیابی انہی کو حاصل ہو سکتی جن کے دل کو ذکر شغل سے کچھ نسبت یادداشت حاصل ہو چکی. He says a person can only attain this who did this spiritual cause, that now you found a spiritual sheikh, a guide who your heart takes to. You know, you look at him, he thinks, he does, reminds me of Allah Ta'ala. And you see, you can talk to, your temperament is like him. You like the way his lifestyle is. You get connected to such a person. And then you do the cause of, and that is why Allah brought us here. Itikaf is there, ibadat is on its place. But when we are unmindful, what is going to be the value of our ibadat? And this is the real thing. When you conscious, now out of namaz, you'll be conscious, am I doing the right thing or not? Otherwise, we're so unconscious, we don't even, namaz, we're not conscious that I must out this or that. In life, where will be conscious? We won't even realize. And so many important things we leave out and we don't know. And then we say, hey, life is difficult. Life is not difficult. We're making it difficult because we're not doing these important aspects of life. So, to unko namaz ki takmeel ke liye in umur ki adaigi, to isi koshish se haasil ho sakta. He says, what a little effort. It's not difficult that me, I must go sit in the khanka, etc. Like people who are engaged in other works of deen, etc. They think now, hey, where? I must go out for my 40 days. I must go for my 4 months. Where I'm going to sit? That is zikr, that is individual fikr. No, that fikr will give you the real fikr of the whole alam. When those people in the khanka and their fikr of the concern of the ummah, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Alayhi, when Darul Uloom Dioban was formed after 2 years, and then they informed him that we started Darul Uloom Dioban, when the British invaded and wanted to wipe out Islam, then when they informed Hazrat, Alhamdulillah, Madrasa started with one student and one ustad under a pomegranate tree, not first a big building, and then Madrasa. Under a pomegranate tree, one ustad, one student, Hazrat says, Yeh mere do saal ki dua ki barkat hai. 2 years of that fikr that I was making dua every day. So just when this connection with Allah come, then you'll be making fikr for the whole ummah. Then your effect of whatever work of deen you're doing, forget your work of deen, your fikr of your dunya will come right. And then your life will come right. So thus we have to understand, put our priorities in proper perspective. So Hazrat says, with a little effort, like in this world also, if you never learn how to change a wheel, you say, hey, it's very hard, man. How are you going to, now there's a puncture, you want to hire 10 laborers, come help me, lift up the car, etc. You'll make a mess. So like deen is much more, a deen yusrun. Just come in the company of the Ahlullah. Then you'll realize, hey, my heart is void, my heart is empty. And then you'll start realizing that I need this connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اور اس کے غیر کو جس کے دل میں ذکر اور خشوع نہیں اس کے لیے نماز کی ادائیگی دشوار ہے. جیسا کہ قرآن پاک میں ہے, نماز خاشعین کے علاوہ دوسروں پر دشوار ہوتی ہے. اینڈ پیپل سے دس از ناٹ فار می مین ذکر ایٹسیٹرا اینڈ گوئنگ خانقاہ, دیٹ از ناٹ فار می. آئی ڈونٹ نیڈ اے شیخ سمبڈی. آئی ایم میکنگ مائی ذکر, آئی ایم میکنگ مائی تلاوت, آل دیٹ. بٹ ہاؤ یو میکنگ اٹ؟ یو میکنگ نماز فار ایئرز. Hazrat Mawlana Ibrahim Sahab Deola Rahmatullah Damat Barakatum explained now recently. He says in one istima now, an old worker, people, while he is giving bayan, somebody took his photograph. He got so angry. He says, haram, and you don't even know. 100 years the work is in operation and still didn't affect our heart. So it shows when we don't have connection with the elders, we don't have proper connection, and we say, no, my Shaykh is my dear, my crush. Your Shaykh can't be your crush. You have to have a proper guide to guide you. Then you realize, he says, that does work haven't affected our heart. The work should be such that the Allah's fear comes in the heart. And that is every department of deen. So without the proper cause, then namaz will be like a burden for a person. And as Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنَّا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا لَلْخَاشِئِينَ. It will be like, hey, namaz now. Like Hazrat explained, many people say, just to make wuzu, I must take off my socks, shoes and socks to make wuzu now. Just thinking of that is such a big thing. But when your heart has become attentive and your heart is starting to get connected to Allah, and that is why it's so important. But this doesn't mean that now my heart is not connected, I mustn't make my faraz till it gets connected. If you didn't, you're supposed to be doing the course from before you became matured. And that is why we have to bring our children while they're small also. Bring them to the majalis of the Ahlullah. Then they on their own will start realizing how important is namaz, how important is our deen, etc. So like this, if we didn't do that, then the person will think, hey, namaz, not for me, man. When I got the chance, then I'll go. When a person did this, Allahu Akbar, it can be what condition? It can be hailing or storming or whatever, you'll go for your namaz. You won't just think, say, I'll make an excuse, I'll read at home. You'll go in that condition, as there are many examples of our buzurs. And then you'll find, now how the two combine. That is, you know the outward, what is faraz, wajib, sunnat, mustahab. And then the inside, that is, your heart has to be alert and focused and connected. Then your namaz will start becoming perfect. As he explained, dusri ibad ye bhi haqeeqat hai. Another aspect which is a reality, ke zahir ka asar batin par aur batin ka asar zahir par hota hai. That the effect of the inside has an effect of the effect of outside. Zahir ka asar batin par. What is how you your outside is, it will affect your inside. You see, if a person, Allahu Akbar, you see the youngsters today, they just want to wear any type of clothes and hairstyle. You call them Hafizab, Molisab, say, no, I'm not a Hafizab. They don't like good names. Because they wear dress like that, they write on their school bags, they write on, if they got cars going to university, they'll write the bad boys, the dirty dozens, they like those things. So the effect of the outside will have effect on the inside. And when your inside is made, it will. When the inside starts getting made, it will affect your outside. Like till now, we didn't attend the majalis of the Ahlullah. So we didn't. Namaz is okay, casual. On your time, you'll go. If I got time, I'll go. If I don't have time, we'll see. But when you came in one, two majlis, and then you realize, oh, Allah gave me my life. How kind, how great is my Allah. And what Allah gave me. Now your inside got affected. Now you worried. I must now become a proper Muslim. I must become a dusting. As so beautifully our mashayikh have given beautiful examples. When Abraul Haq Sahab Rahmatullah Ali says, if you see tomorrow the Imam of the Haram, he's just coming to the to make salah and he's coming with no clothes on. What are you going to say? I think he lost his mind now. His screws are loose. He must go to the mental hospital. But you didn't do a scan or anything. Because you saw his outside, you made out his inside has got the problem. So exactly like that, what do you wear, etc., that's going to affect your inside life also. And when you come to the majalis, and then you realize, hey, this is, automatically you'll see, now I must also dress like this. I must also, you don't have to tell a person, go and cut your hair, go and do this. Just come regularly to the majlis, and then you'll see on your own, you'll realize that to dress like this is not an ordinary thing. And this has been proven from Quran Pak, Allahu Akbar. When the magicians came to challenge Musa alayhi salam, they just imitated his outside dressing. They dressed like him. And although mockingly also, but they dressed like Musa alayhi salatu wa salam in a split moment where they were enemies of Musa alayhi salam. In a split moment, Allah gave them such iman that the 12, when Musa al-Islam put his stick down and it was a real serpent and they were doing their magic and they saw this is eating our small sticks, etc. And their ropes, what they threw down, which were mesmerized the people. Then they realized, this is the real thing, this is not magic. And then immediately they brought iman. Amantu bi Rabbi Musa wa Harun. Fir'aun said, before me giving you permission, you bring iman. I'll cut your right and your left leg, and I'll hang you on the tree. And they knew this was not an idle threat. And they said, La bayr, it doesn't matter. Do what you want to. We're going to return to Allah. Malaika said, O Allah, in a split moment, they were total kafirs, and you gave them such strong iman. He says, they imitated my beloved Musa alayhi salam. So if we imitate Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi salam, then see how the heart will start getting affected. And then Allah Akbar. The other aspect ulama explained, they had adab. They asked Musa alayhi salam, you want to start your magic first, or must we start? He said, you start. So that adab, respect, so this is also important. Your heart gets made, but you must see, you must have adab all the time. How we come in the majlis of mashayikh, then more adab when you come into the house of Allah. The majlis, so you coming into the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we go to the majlis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina Sharif, then there's no question of taking out your first cell phone and making a selfie, etc. All these things will fall in place. Agar kalbi khushu aur zikr wala thodi tawajjuh se zahir mustahabbat ko ada karega, to uska asar batin ke khushu ko bhi barhadega. He says, if a person made a little effort and he got the fear of Allah in his heart, and his heart became soft and his heart got affected, and he makes a little effort, now see how quick he'll perfect his namaz. How quick he'll be conscious, that's his faraz, that's his wajib, that's his sunnah. Even if he acts on the mustahabbat, which is mustahab in namaz, that will affect his whole life, Allahu Akbar. And so how it will affect his life in such a way, his whole life will come in order. What's one mustahab act of namaz? Otherwise a person will say, oh, what you making a big fuss of keeping a beard? And why am I telling my wife to keep parda? My parda, her parda is in her heart. You people wearing parda, but your heart is not clean. So it shows both sides. And then now you say, no, my parda is in my heart. Our Shaykh says, you say your beard is in your heart. Put the Allah wants the beard on its place. It must be in the on the face. The, you got cholesterol, you got all angina in your heart, and you're still stuffing the beard there. And you're still stuffing the parda there. Put it on its right place. Then you'll see the effect. You put your parda on the right place, you got the beard on, now you'll feel shy. Can I walk into a shop like this? Can I walk into a mall and stroll around? And like that, this will come when your inside is made. When your inside is made, nobody will have to tell you keep a beard. That is why when you come to the mashayikh, then you realize, why Allah gave me life? Now you'll want to keep a beard automatically. Now you'll want to dress and wear the clothes of the Ahlullah. And you realize, these are the clothes of Ahlullah. This is not an ordinary thing. How the magicians got hidayat, your iman will increase all the time. Just by the imitating. And that is what Khaja Azuz al-Hasan Madzub rahmatullah alayhi said. That tomorrow if I come in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is going to ask me, Khaja sahab, what you brought? I say, my iman is also weak. I won't able to present my iman also in the court of Allah. Then all I can say, Tere mahbub ki shabahat leke aaya hu. Hakikat tu hi kar de, hum surat leke aaya. Allah, I just brought the imitation of your pious people. I saw my sheikh, he saw his sheikh, and they, how they dress, I just imitated them. I imitated their lifestyle, and because I got affected by them, my whole life changed, my talking, my walking, my dressing, and that is, so Allah, please, it's an imitation, you make it. And that's what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Man tashabba bi qawmin fawwa minhum. Who you start imitating, Allah will raise you amongst them on it. So this is what namaz will bring into our whole life. That you thought, where my life is, where I'm going to wear kurta and beard, that is for those people. When you just come here and you get that effect in your heart, yak zamana ba sohbati awliya, better at sat sala ta'adil. One moment in the company of the friend of Allah is better than 100 years of ikhlas ibadat. Because when that heart just gets that prick, and now your heart changed. Now see, Hazrat explained, just one action he explained in one bayan also, it is mentioned here. Then this will increase your concentration, devotion, your humility in the court of Allah. Misal ke taur par, ba waqte qiyam sajda ki jagah par nazar rakhna. Ruku ke waqt kadmo par, aur sajde ke waqt naak ki nok par, nazar jamaye rakhne ko amal mein laega, to nazar ke intishar se mahfooz ho jayega. Just in namaz, what is mustahab? That is, when you're standing in a standing position, keep your gazes at the place where you're going to make sajda. When you go into ruku, keep your gazes on your feet. When you go into sajda, don't close your eyes. Try and focus on the tip of your nose. When you're sitting in the attayat position in jalsa, then keep your focus on your left. He says, just this will affect it will all. Now you just, when you walk around, even in a masjid, you just come in and your eyes are just flirting here. Oh, see how that person is dressed. See how that person. You came to get Allah's rahmat, but you're filling your heart with badzan, with all wrong thoughts. Because you can't even control your gaze. He said, do one act of namaz and see. And our Hazrat explained, one time there was a nikah bayan here, and was a person, old worker in Jamaat, and he was used to make a lot of khidmat of the elders also. But he had a problem with his controlling his eyes, and he was in elderly also. So before that, when he couldn't control his eyes, he used to lot in Jamaat work also. But because, and this should be worried him, that how came I still looking around at woman? So he thought, let me make a second nikah. You see, I made a second nikah also. It didn't work. But he was present in this bayan here in the, yeah, Hazrat gave a nikah bayan. And then Hazrat explained the same point. He says, if you do this in namaz, your gazes will come under control. After about 2 months, he phoned Hazrat. And he said, Hazrat, this was my problem. And alhamdulillah, since I listened to your bayan, and I practiced, today my eyes are controlled. And when your eyes are controlled, your heart will be in control. Because your eyes are the door to your heart. And the first person who knows that your eyes are under control will be your wife. She'll tell you quickly. You're driving on the Marine Parade, she'll tell you, keep your eyes on the road. Don't look on the beach, then you'll see the other bees. So that she'll tell you, and when your wife know you're controlling your gaze, automatically her love will enter your heart. Your love will enter her heart. And then see, now you'll be looking forward after namaz, I must go home. Not making an excuse, now I must still go do that work, this work. You'll be eager to, and that's another ibadat. And then see the enjoyment of life. And not only that, when you start controlling your gazes, automatically Allah will put in the heart of people, this is a pious man. But this effort we have to make. And just by just doing this little effort, the outward action you did, Allah affected your heart. And before that, you just came to the masjid, your heart got affected, now you realize, I must correct my namaz. And that is why we all came here. Because we worried, I must correct my life. And this will correct our whole life, Allahu Akbar. And where we were not, we say life is boring, and it's at home, they're just fighting. Because I'm not controlling my gazes. My outward is not right. So make your outward right, and then you'll see. Then Hazrat says, your eyes won't flirt around. Or namaz huzure qalb ke saath muyassar hoga. Now you'll see, your namaz will have presence of mind. And now when you come in namaz, now you'll get, as you progress, that degree of enjoyment. Jab ye itna bada fayda mustahabbat ki adaigi mein hai, to sunan wajibat farais ko dhyan se ada karne ki ahmiyat zahir hai. He says, if in a mustahab there's so much benefit, then it's obvious how much more benefit in sunnah, how much more benefit in what is wajib in namaz, and what is faraz, provided your heart is attentive. He says the importance of this, you yourself will realize. Now you'll want to come regular, and make your zikr also regular, and then you'll want to listen to this course properly, and all the other masail that are read here about sunnahs of namaz, now you'll be more attentive. You'll say, oh, that's not so important. Now every aspect will be important of our life. Otherwise, Hazrat explains, if you don't do this, then you'll see your namaz will just go down and down, and you'll get nothing from Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Subhanakallah, alhamdulillah. Nashallah, alhamdulillah.